Coming up tonight then, in a half hour from now, where in the world was Andy Mossack, our international man of mystery, roving travel reporter extraordinaire, looking back at some of the greatest hits of the destinations that he's been to for us here on The Late Show. Now, as always, I've no idea where he is. I have two clues and we've got to track him down. Clue number one. This weekend getaway capital city has more bridges and canals than Venice, 170 museums, 300 art galleries, and was divided into east and west sections for 28 years. This weekend getaway capital city, more bridges and canals than Venice, loads of museums and art galleries, east and west, could it be Berlin? Has to be, doesn't it? 81333RUSS. Unless I've gone really weird, I may have plumped early. 0800 389 3333. Another clue after 11. Here on The Late Show, an FM DAB, smartphone and tablet. The cardigan's on the way, OMD, and your half hour of power, of course. But that music means only one thing. As we continue to look back through these lockdown times to some of the greatest hits over the past years of Mr. Andy Mossack, international travel writer extraordinaire, who joins me this evening. Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Russ. How's it going?
I am not too bad. I'm not too bad. Where are we joining you tonight? You sound like you're outside. Are you outside?
Do I? Well, I'm actually, yes. I've got a nice glass of wine sitting on the grass. No, I'm not really. Just in my lounge.
Just in the lounge, just chilling out.
It's tropical enough, though. I could be, couldn't I?
You could be.
It's tropical enough.
You've been warmer places, but not for some time.
Not a lot. No.
Hey, listen, just a quick side point here. How's the new arrival?
Ruby. Little girl Ruby. Yeah, we're loving her. I was just saying to Darren, it's such a production with a little thing like that, and they just take over.
Yeah.
Nappies, cots, all the bits and pieces, the paraphernalia. But, we're loving it. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Yeah, all good. Everybody's good.
Good. So, the entire Late Show family offers you hearty congratulations to you and the family on that
Thank
one.
Thank you. Thanks.
Was a cigar lit at all, Andy, at any point?
It was. I had a cigar, a virtual cigar. We broke out some very good scotch.
Yeah. Oh, that's living all right, isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah, me and the son-in-law, we kind of clinked a nice single malt. It was good. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, pleased to hear it. But we're right back at it this week.
Yes.
We were looking down. We put out the two clues as always. We have plumped tonight for Berlin.
We are in indeed Berlin. Yes.
This is fantastic because this is a place I've never been to, but I'm desperate to go to because I think I would love it.
Well, let me tell you something. This is, hands down, the best weekend break city in Europe for me. No question at all. I mean, let's face it, there aren't that many cities that can boast World War, Iron Curtains, communism, capitalism, liberation, decadence, great cakes, all in one package. I mean, that's what it is, you know.
You listed all of the historical import and then straight to the cakes. That's the first non-history thing you mentioned.
It's a fabulous place. You know, I tell you what I really love. When I first, I've been there a few times now, but when I first went there, I had this vision, you know, of sort of 1920s Berlin, the cabaret, in the movie, you know. Burlesque and all of that sort of thing. And there are areas of Berlin that still got that, you know, some great nightlife, bohemian, arty places in there, like Mitte, it's called, the area for all the clubs. And it's very much still like that. But then there's all this other stuff, you know, there's this history and great art and hundreds of museums. And, you know, I'm telling you, it's a fantastic place. 3 days will just fly by, so I highly recommend Berlin to anybody.
Okay, so I mean, by the sounds of it then, because it, you know, a major world city, I mean, it is, a major world city, you can't really do it justice in a weekend, but it's not that far away really, so you could do maybe a couple of breaks in it.
in a year.
Well, yeah. But it's downtown, or the sort of the city, the main city part, is not that big, and you can walk around it. You can sort of explore pretty much. And I would say they do this Berlin welcome card, 2-day, 48-hour card. It's €23. Gets you in all free travel on all the tubes and the trains. Gets you in on free on a lot of the museums, and then you get discounts on restaurants and everything else. So I would get one of those and just
right. Okay,
work it to death.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. So let's say we get there, right? It's our first time in Berlin. Because we'll just presume that, you know, we're doing this for, but like for people who haven't been, like me, who haven't been there before. So you bowl up to Berlin, you get your card, you get your things like this. It's your first weekend there. You've got 3 days, long weekend.
Yeah.
What, for the first time in Berlin, what are the top three things on the to-do list then? What are the things that you've got to do first time?
Okay. I would certainly start at the Brandenburg Gate. Fabulous place. It's the historic symbol of Berlin. It's traffic free, so you can walk around there. The Brandenburg Gate is the thing. And next to it is the Reichstag. And, you know, you remember that famous wartime picture of the Soviet soldiers waving their flag on the roof of the Reichstag?
Yeah.
And today, it's very different. It's been rebuilt, and Sir Norman Foster now has redone it all, and it's got a really, really nice restaurant right at the top. He's some great views across the city. And then you've got this lovely boulevard called Unter den Linden, which runs from the Brandenburg Gate. It's their version of the Champs-Élysées, if you like, or Park Lane in London. And it runs all the way along dead straight, because all the tanks used to go there when Hitler had these, you know, massive rallies.
Yeah.
And all along there is chocolate shops and cake shops and all that kind of stuff, which is fabulous to do. It's called Museum Island, which has got five huge museums on. I would certainly see that. It's got more canals than Venice, believe it or not. You've got some lovely walks. And then you've got, of course, the Berlin Wall.
Yes.
And Checkpoint Charlie, which is, you know, again, very close to the Brandenburg Gate. So that infamous border crossing, the Checkpoint Charlie. So that's really good. Fascinating museum there that chronicles all the amazing sort of devices that the East Germans used to try and get over into the West. So, you know, like suitcases and all these kind of people hidden. That's a fascinating place too. So that's good. So loved all that. But the wall itself, I don't know what you thought, but I actually originally thought it was just one wall that was straight, you know, divided to the East and West. I didn't know that it goes all over the place. I mean, it's sort of, it's wriggly. I mean, it's like circular almost. And you never know now whether you're in the eastern part of Berlin or the west. And it's just, I mean, it's kind of, but now they have a sort of a tram line where the wall was. So you kind of know which side you're in. But, you know, it went on all very complex thing.
I've got to say.
And there are sections of it still left, actually.
Yes. It wasn't all torn down. That they did leave some to be studied and to sort of stand as a mark of history. The thing with it, I mean, Berlin is, you know, like I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's a major world city. It's big, it's old, a lot of stuff has happened there. It's, you know, and to actually try to take it all in can be a little much at some times. But, you know, a thriving, vibrant place, a good cuisine scene, I'm guessing.
Well, do you know what the most eaten dish is?
Pizza.
No.
No idea.
All right. Currywurst.
Oh.
Curried sausage.
Oh, now you're talking.
70 million get eaten every year, apparently.
70 million?
Yeah. 70 million currywurst is eaten every year. And doner kebab. There are more doner restaurants in Berlin than Istanbul. Just another fact for you.
This is amazing. Berlin's it's an endless list of bizarre facts, isn't it?
It is some, they have some lovely restaurants too. And it's so cheap, cheap as chips. Really cheap place to eat and walk around. And I must say, it's yeah, wherever you go, you uncover something else, you know. And people, a lot of them speak English. I find them very welcoming. And the one thing, and this is something you must do because you'll love it. Do you remember the old car, East German car called a Trabant?
Yes, yes, I do.
Right? They called it the old Trabby, right? That was the Trabant 601, right? Two-stroke engine. They called it a spark plug with a roof. And it was made from hard plastic. It's an East German car. And they said it's got a heater at the back to keep your hands on, keep your hands warm when you're pushing it, you know. But it was... it did, you know, they took the Mickey out of it, but the Trabant was a sort of an icon of East Germany. And you can go for a little tour in the city in a Trabant. It's a fun thing to do. Yeah,
I'll do that.
Yeah,
that's good. I'd absolutely have a go at that.
Yeah. And there is also this fabulous hotel called the Adlon, which is right next to the Brandenburg Gate. And that was that famous hotel Michael Jackson sort of hung his baby out the window from.
Yes, he sort of draped it over the edge of the balcony, didn't he?
The youngest blanket, I think,
which was his youngest child.
The hotel, indeed, yes.
Okay, wow.
And I did stay overnight there once. But,
did you?
So that's another story. I did, excellent. Yeah.
Excellent. Was it the very height of luxury? Was it
Michelin-starred
soap?
It was, because this is a true story. I was there with the missus, and we came down for breakfast one day, and she just happened to say to me, "Oh, Andy," she says, "I've left my glasses upstairs, you know, to read the menu." And within a second, a waiter materialized with a tray full of reading glasses, all different colors. And he said, "Madam, please pick one." Now, that's what I call luxury.
That is service. That's brilliant. Berlin, it is. It's definitely, when circumstances allow, it's definitely right back at the top of my agenda.
Please
lots
do,
and lots
do.
Of flights in and out. Yeah. I must go and do it. Andy, thank you again. Will we be speaking to you next week?
Yes, sir, indeed.
I'm looking forward to it already. You take care and have a wonderful weekend. And enjoy golf tomorrow.
Thank you.
Straight down the middle.
The FA Cup Final.